This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, November 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Growers hit with nitrogen violations. CDFA sued over workplace harassment. And CAFB gets USDA mentoring gap. Water Board fines growers over fertilizer rules. The Central Coast Water Board has fined four farms for failing to report the amounts of nitrogen applied to their fields. The regional board monitors fertilizer use through its controversial Ag Order 4.0. Bovista Farms of Santa Barbara County paid $144,000, while Ocean Field Holdings LLC, E&A Farming, and UC Farms each paid around $45,000. According to the board, the growers had numerous reminders and offers of assistance for the reporting. Thea Tyrone, assistant executive officer at the board, said the regulator holds dischargers accountable so it can evaluate threats to water quality and human health. Tyrone noted that over-applying fertilizer is a leading cause of drinking water issues in that region. CDFA inspectors sue over workplace harassment. Three women have filed a lawsuit against CDFA over allegations of sexual harassment from their manager, along with toxic workplace conditions. They served as plant quarantine inspectors at a station along the Arizona border. CDFA found the manager, Edgar Rojas, guilty of harassment after one of the women filed a complaint in 2019, but Rojas kept his job and allegedly harassed the two other women after. California Farm Bureau wins USDA mentoring grant. The U.S. Department of Agriculture National Institute of Food and Agriculture has awarded the California Farm Bureau's Research Foundation a $500,000 grant to support its beginning farmer and rancher mentoring program. The money will help connect agriculture mentors with 200 participants, including veterans and socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. The program covers market access, climate, navigating regulations, pest management, and the business aspects of running an operation. Other partners in the program include county farm bureaus, the Black Agriculture Working Group, and Michael O'Gorman, founder of the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansson said it was a very competitive grant solicitation process and that this is one of many examples of how the foundation is supporting farmers and ranchers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA to kick off export promotion program with $300 million. U.S. Department of Agriculture will award the first tranche of funding under its new $1.2 billion Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, or RAP, next year, with $300 million from the Commodity Credit Corporation. Farm groups, cooperatives, state agencies, and others will be able to begin applying for those funds on February 2, 2024, and then will have 5 years to use the funds to promote U.S. agriculture exports in any foreign market except China, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union. Those are already the largest foreign markets for U.S. farm goods, and the USDA says it wants diversification. USDA says it wants the funds to be focused on expanding markets in Africa, South Asia, Southeast Asia, and Latin America. COP28 event begins in Dubai. The 28th Congress of the Parties of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, or COP28, launches today and remains until December 12th, allowing countries around the world to discuss how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. As mandated by the Paris Climate Agreement, COP28 UAE will deliver the first ever global stocktake, a comprehensive evaluation of progress toward climate goals. Attendees at the meeting will have the opportunity to dine on 1.5 degrees Celsius aligned menus with the individual budget for carbon of 2.3 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalent per day throughout the event as a part of the wider goal of hosting carbon neutral conference for the anticipated 250,000 meals served. To help identify the carbon footprint, software company Nutrix enables caterers to track the carbon and water intensity needed to produce a menu item while also calculating nutritional content. The Global Food Banking Network and partners also plan to host a series of events highlighting that food loss and waste accounts for 8 to 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions and should provide low-hanging fruit for countries to take immediate action in reaching climate goals. You can read more on the emission impact of food waste in our newsletter story this week. FAS eases notice of loss deadline requirement for ELAP and LIP. The Farm Service Agency is waiving the 30-day requirement for producers to submit notices of loss for two widely used livestock disaster programs. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Catfish, ELAP, and Livestock Indemnity Programs provide assistance for harsh weather, water shortages, and disasters such as wildfires. When applying, producers are required to submit documentation confirming ownership of the animals and the extent of losses. Producers will now be able to submit 2023 notices of loss, quote, as soon as possible once losses are realized or no later than the established annual program application for payment deadlines for each program, FSA said in a release. The changes, FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau said, are meant to give producers enough time to submit applications and ease confusion surrounding program dates. Program improvements are only effective if we ensure producers have sufficient time and information needed to submit their application, according to Ducheneau. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Our members' activism is turning the tide. That California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen in a prelude to his opening keynote at the Farm Bureau's annual conference next week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, November 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.